Corporate megastores are spending millions lobbying DC politicians on one-sided policies that send small businesses tumbling. They want to enact harmful credit card mandates that take resources away from your local credit union and community bank, leaving Main Street businesses with less access to credit, making it harder for your family to pay for everyday goods like gas and groceries. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your back porch professor. I hope you're all having a wonderful weekend. And I've got some breaking news that's going to make this weekend even more wonderful. The ultra-repulsive Democrat Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett is absolutely flipping out because she's about to lose her seat. This is so good. I'm sure many of you are aware that right now, across red state America, Republicans are absolutely dropping the hammer with the most devastating redistricting strategy in modern political history. This is amazing stuff. And the panic is now reaching DEFCON 1 levels with none other than the utterly vile, abhorrent Texas Democrat Jasmine Crockett. She just had a complete meltdown on live TV, claiming Republicans were actively cheating. They were trying to steal the 2026 midterms. But of course, the reality here, and she ended up admitting this, is she's afraid of losing. She just discovered to her horror that she might not even live in her own district anymore. Let that hit you. The new Texas redistricting map literally drew her out of her seat. So Texas Republicans, who have a supermajority in the Texas legislature there, they just unveiled their master plan. It's a new congressional map that will flip 5 Democratic seats red. That's right. 5 seats will go from electing radical leftists to sending America First conservatives to Washington, D.C. And this involves nothing less than dismantling the entire Democrat machine in urban areas like Dallas, Houston, Austin. And one of the districts that's being redrawn is Jasmine Crockett. She has a downtown Dallas district, Texas District 30. That's going through a significant redraw such that she herself won't even live in her district anymore. So she had to go to Austin and testify before Texas lawmakers that there's a strong likelihood she's going to lose her seat in Congress if the Texas legislature gives final approval to a redraw of the state's congressional maps. Now, the joke here, of course, is that while it was all but certain that the Republican supermajority were already going to approve the redrawn map, now that they know that that approval would forever shut up this loudmouth squad member, well, that approval is now absolutely guaranteed, right? So if you don't know, Texas' new congressional map is giving us 5 new solid red seats. And it's not just Texas. Texas is actually the tip of the iceberg in all of this. In Ohio, Republicans are positioned to gain 2 to 3 more seats in redrawing their map. So the current split in Ohio is 2 to 1 Republican, 10 Republican seats to 5 Democrat seats. The new map will be 12 to 3 or even 13 to 2. So Ohio will be solid red for the foreseeable future. In Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis is seriously considering a mid-decade redistricting that could add even more Republican seats to their already dominant 20-8 advantage. And that's including, by the way, South Florida districts that are held by Democrats such as Debbie Wasserman Schultz. So she may be gone as well. In Missouri, Trump personally called for targeting Emanuel Cleaver's Kansas City district. So Republicans could easily flip this seat by just splitting the Democratic stronghold there. The total damage in all this, we're looking at Republicans gaining anywhere from 8 to 12 House seats through strategic redistricting alone. That would mean that the Republicans would be going into this midterm sitting pretty at a virtually guaranteed baseline of 217 seats. 217. They would only need one of a single contested seat among the 40 or 50 swing seats. They would only need one to remain in the majority again for the foreseeable future. It's stunning stuff. So Democrats are obviously flipping out over this. They're flipping. Gavin Newsom is freaking out. He's threatening to redraw his own maps in California to try to negate all the new seats that are coming from these red state redistricts. But there's a problem. California Democrats are blocked by their own laws and independent redistricting commissions. So there's really nothing Gavin can do. New York, same problem. They boxed themselves in with their own fair redistricting nonsense, and now they're paying the price. They can't get through their own redistricting committees. Meanwhile, Jasmine Crockett is having a complete breakdown, claiming this is all about race. This is all about trying to silence people of color, blah, 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 blah. But the incredible irony to that is that at the very same time last Friday, when she was testifying in Austin that this redistricting is all about race and racial animus, at the very same time, the Supreme Court signaled they are about to finally and decisively end race-based gerrymandering forever. The utter irony in all of this is that it's the likes of Democrats like Jasmine Crockett who've been the ones who have been the beneficiaries of congressional districts redrawn explicitly and deliberately around race. We talked about this in our video yesterday. Democrats are the ones who demand that whites be excluded from congressional districts in order to create what they call majority-minority districts so as to guarantee Democrat control. The Supreme Court has signaled, as of this last Friday, that they're poised to completely overturn race-based redistricting, which means that the Democrats would end up losing literally overnight upwards of around 25 congressional seats, with Crockett's again being one of them. If the court rules that creating majority-minority districts violates the Constitution, it's game over for the Democrat gerrymandering playbook that they've been using since the 1960s. Democrats have built their entire congressional strategy on dividing Americans by race, and now the Supreme Court is about to declare that strategy unconstitutional, blow it apart. So no wonder why they're in panic mode. They're not just losing seats, they're losing their entire worldview. Again, keep in mind, to make this even worse for them, more non-white working class voters are backing Trump and MAGA and the Republicans than ever. So this is what winning looks like. While Democrats like Crazy Crockett are throwing tantrums about cheating and racism and freaking out that they're about to lose their seat and hemorrhage seats like never before, Republicans are patiently and methodically playing chess while they're playing checkers. I want to know what you think. How many seats do you think we're going to pick up with all of this red state redistricting? What's the highest number you've heard? Is it enough to permanently lock the Democrats out of power? Let me know what you think in the comments down below. And as always, make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button for breaking news and analysis you're not going to hear anywhere else. God bless, gang. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.